Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Predators defeat the Calgary Flames at Bridgestone Arena last night, 5-1. 1,200 points for Steven Stamkos, and we talked to his teammate, Philip Forsberg, who is on the line with us now. Phil, got to feel pretty good about that one last night.
Yeah, that was good. A lot of, like you said, big milestones, two first goals, and obviously at 1,200 points is unbelievable for Stammer. So that was, definitely needed to get back on the winning track at home. So it was great to do it with such a special night.
You mentioned the two first goals. Reid Schaefer, who's in just his third NHL game, and then Ozzie Weisblatt. I laughed at Stammer last night in his post-game interview, basically said he should have 20 by now with all the chances he's gotten. I know you guys had to love that because you got Ozzie, who's been here working hard, and then Reid Schaefer, who just got called up. That had to be special.
Oh, for sure. Just like I said, starting with Ozzie, he's been playing unbelievable hockey for us. And like Stammer said in that presser, certainly have had his looks. But you know, first one is the hardest one to get. That's what they always say. So hopefully they'll come a little easier for him now, because I think he's doing a lot of a really good things for us. And Chafe has looked great too. He stepped right into that fourth line role and brings a heavy physical game, and he's strong around the net. And the goal was obviously a great example of that.
Do you remember your first goal?
Oh, yeah. You'll never forget that.
That was, let's see, what, 2013, I think?
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, Minnesota at home.
That a boy. That's right. Because I think you had a point in those first five games that you played when you first came over. But, yeah, it was fun. So you've won three of your last four. Are we starting to kind of see some confidence from you guys, and this is what you guys know you can be?
Yeah, I think those two games that we won on the road was really good hockey games. I think maybe first period in Chicago maybe wasn't the best, but I think, you know, over the whole game in Detroit, we stuck with it and we got rewarded in the third. And in Chicago, like I said, after that first, I think we took over the game and played a solid game. And yeah, even the Winnipeg game was a little bit of a 50-50 game, I think, but could have gone either way. If we get one more, we get some looks in the third, we get one more, we're right, you know, tie the game, and who knows what happens. So I think that one was, you know, two teams on the end of a back-to-back that might not have been the most exciting NHL match in the history. But then, like I said, last night we bounced back to maybe a little sloppy in second half of the first. But, then we took over. And obviously second period, again, was really good for us and kind of gave us a cushion in the third.
Philip Forsberg is with us on Chasing Big Joe. You know, along those lines, if you do have a period that maybe you wish you played a little bit better, you guys are showing that you can overcome that, where earlier in the season that was a problem. So how much confidence does that give you that even if things don't go your way, you're able to overcome it within the game?
Yeah, no, it's definitely right. I think we've gotten hardened, battle hardened, you know, as the season has gone on, and obviously we've seen pretty much every example of how it's going to go, whether we're up, down, you know, up by a lot, down by a lot, going into second or third period. We've seen pretty much anything already in the first 26 games here. And I think that, you know, is something that you learn from. And I think our team has done a great job with that, especially as of late, to just kind of sticking with the process, no matter what the result. And obviously the Florida game a few weeks ago was a bad example, but at the same time, we learned some stuff from that as well. So I think that going into, like you said, this stretch where we've been getting some more results, that's definitely a little bit because of what we've gone through earlier.
You guys as players are the ones that have to execute this, but obviously Andrew and his staff are there with you. How much has he been a big part of helping you guys get through this stretch, knowing that he's been through these battles as a player as well?
No, I think a lot. I think all the coaching staff has, you know, experience playing and coaching a ton of it, and it helps. You know, you obviously, like you said, they know what we're going through, and not that it makes it easier by any means necessarily, but they at least they know the grind, they know the value of sticking with it, and sometimes that get lost on you as a player because you know you want results immediately, obviously, especially when you feel like you're doing a lot of the right things. You want to get rewarded, but that's not how the game of hockey works. Sometimes you got to work for it, and then, like you said, I think the coaches have done a great job keeping things in perspective for the players and more focusing on the process than result. But it is a result driven business, so it certainly has been nice to see some of those points tick in for us lately here.
talking with Philip Forsberg, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you since Sweden. I know you had to have had a blast going to your home country. It looked awesome. I wish I was there, but it looked like it was such a fun trip.
Yeah, it was great. It was, yeah, I mean, everything except the last game, I guess, was everything we could ask for. The first game was super special with national anthem. And even the guys on the bench said they had chills. And yeah, I certainly had that times 100. And yeah, that was special. It was really cool for me, obviously, and for Willie to be able to play in our home city or home country, and for him, home city in Stockholm. So it was special, and I'm really, really glad we got to do that.
You've scored some clutch goals in your career, but I know that one has to be towards the top, considering where it was.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, definitely considering where it was, but also how, you know, that late we won nothing game in a game where we outplayed him pretty much the whole time. That would have been a hard one to swallow if that would have been a 1-0 loss, you know. Yeah. But like you said, same thing there. We battled back and we found a way. And then when Stammer put that in overtime winner in, that was one of the better feelings for sure.
Also, last time we talked, you mentioned that you were going to try and put Felix on skates at some point. I feel like I've seen that on social media that you tried it out. How do you do?
Yeah, we did. We went to the public, the ice thing out there by Opry, where they have an ice sheet out, and he loved it. He, you know, he's certainly not supporting himself, but for a year and a half we weren't really expecting that, but he loved it. He had such a good time, and my back was really sore the next day from half carrying him, half letting him glide around there, but well worth it.
Well, when do you obviously probably don't remember this, but maybe your parents do, of when you finally got it and could support yourself? I mean, is he close, you think?
No, I think he's certainly probably at this point next year, maybe, but that might be a stretch,
right?
Even that, you know, because that's 2.5, but I don't know. I remember, I don't remember this, but my parents told me a story that when they first, you know, because I've been playing street hockey or mini sticks or whatever you want to call it, and then they put skates on, and all of a sudden I was, you know, take these skates off because I wanted to play, yeah. You know, because I couldn't stand up and falling all over the place, but. You know, once you get the hang of it, it's there's no going back. So we definitely would like to. Yeah, you know, we'll probably be back out there again before the place closed up. And then we got our family Christmas skate. So he'll get some experience at least. And as long as he loves it, we'll keep doing it.
Very nice. You got the two-time defending Stanley Cup champions coming up tomorrow as you start a 2-game road trip in Florida and Carolina. Two tough places to play, but with last night's win, I feel like you guys got some confidence going into that. How big would it be to keep this going at two really tough places?
No, like you said, it's probably two of the toughest places to play in the NHL. Obviously, Florida with their, as you just mentioned, their record last, I mean, not even 2 years, 3 years, they've been the best team in the NHL. And Carolina is one of the toughest places to play, and they're playing at a really high level as well. So we got to bring our A game. And, you know, obviously as Florida, that was certainly not the game we wanted against them last time. So it'd be nice to get a crack at them again, especially after how that went down last time. So we'll start there and see how it goes.
Well, good luck on it. And we'll see you back at home here in a couple games. Always appreciate your time, my friend. And we'll talk soon.
All righty. Sounds good. Take care.
That's Philip Forsberg joining us here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. We will come back with more from Nelson's Greenbrier here on this Wednesday on 102.5 The Game.